finally, we're down to the wire. It is the last one.
When the signs are posted all over the city, you know it's election time. The Lauren Brooker Show presents Meet the Candidate on 800 CJBQ.
And we say hello to our candidate today. He is vying for the top job in the city of Belleville. He wants to be the mayor. Former Belleville councillor Jody Jenkins. Good morning, Jody.
Good morning, Lauren. Pleasure to be here.
Sounds like you have a little bit of a upper respiratory infection.
I'm fighting something.
Fighting something. Is there a possibility you were attacked by two white-headed capuchin monkeys in Honduras?
Highly unlikely.
Okay. Because that happened to me this summer.
I think I saw the video.
Yeah.
Is that the video?
Yes,
I did watch that. That was awkward for a bit.
It was awkward for everybody, the monkeys included. Let me tell you. Okay, so what we're doing, of course, is we're going to talk to Jody today about why he wants to be the mayor and ask him a ton of questions. But it's really better when you ask the questions. There's thousands of you, believe it or not, out there, and you have some great questions to ask. So our phone lines are open, 613-969-1545, toll-free 1-866-969-1546. At the end of the hour, Jody will have 2 minutes to tell us why he should be the mayor of the city of Belleville. So, Jody, you know, first question. You've been in here for how many different elections now?
A couple.
Yeah,
yes.
a couple. And that's kind of a running gag. And you knew that was going to come down the pike, right? Because you've run for MP. Yeah, MPP.
Correct. Yes.
Yes. Councillor.
Councillor.
And now mayor, right?
Correct.
So why this need, in all seriousness, why this need, this desire for public service? You have a job, you have a family, you have two kids.
Yeah, I mean, we've...
You're busy?
Yeah, we are very busy, as you saw last night.
Yeah.
We were sitting in front of you at the Sens game.
I'm sure
there.
You were overjoyed that Brooker was sitting behind you.
No, it was great.
Yeah, I know,
it was great.
You left.
And then we even had
you
Doug...
You were gone.
We even had Doug Stevenson there.
Doug Stevenson, yeah.
No, for me, I enjoy the service. And I said to you off air, as you asked the question, you know, are you going to be happy when this run is over? And I said, you know what? I responded to you. I said, I really enjoy doing this.
Yeah.
I love being out at the doors. I love listening to residents. I love engaging. I love building relationships with individuals. And I love people, or I love helping people solve problems and facilitate their way, navigate their way through City Hall. Because a lot of people at the end of the day, learn it, and I'm sure you know this, don't know where to go when they have an issue with the city. And that's, you know, my belief as a councillor, as mayor, in addition to several other things, one of our first jobs is to help residents navigate their way through City Hall and help them address issues. I have a passion for the community, and that's why I continue to want to serve.
Toronto has something called 311, and it's very successful. Actually, there was some talk of one of the candidates in Toronto wanting to remove it, yet people really enjoy it. Yesterday, I was on it trying to do some work. And their waiting times were high, so it actually gave you five different choices of music to listen to. Press one for rock. Press two for...
Oh, really?
Yeah,
okay.
Yeah. But that aside, would you ever consider having a system like that with an easy access and an operator at the end to direct you? Because not everybody can navigate the website.
Yeah, no. And I mean, website aside, I think one of the nice things we have in this city, and I've used it many times, is calling into City Hall and actually having a live voice answer the phone. And I probably can count on one hand how many times I've actually been pushed to a messaging service. But I think there's something to be said for having a live individual. Now, look, Toronto obviously is in a different area when it comes to the amount of people that are using that service. But if obviously we're continuing to grow, there continues to be more and more individuals coming to our city. So obviously, it's definitely something that we may have to look at in the future. And, you know, for me, all options would be on the table. So,
okay. Well, let's talk about yourself. Usually, that's how we start these things off. I think a lot of people probably know you or know your name. They might know you from your 4 years as a counselor. But tell me about Jody Jenkins.
Well, I'm 42 years old. I've been in broadcasting for 20 years. That's my background. I've been in management, running a station in Brighton for the last 5 years. Prior to that, served on council, as you mentioned, from 2010 to 2014. I was also an on-air personality for several years at different stations, including CJBQ. Had the highest rated golf show of all time on 800-CJBQ. You might remember that show.
Didn't Bob Weeks' show get bigger ratings?
I don't think so.
I'm pretty sure. Anyway.
But we had a great golf show called Jody Jenkins, the golf guy. I'm very proud of that. And CJBQ had a big role in that. I mean, I'll always have a place in my broadcasting heart for CJBQ and what I was able to do here.
Well, it's good that it'll be in your broadcasting heart and not your actual heart.
That's a good point. Okay, my actual heart will have a place for CJBQ.
Thank you.
And then the other, you know, some of the other choices I make in life as far as my passions are, people know that I've done a lot of work or working towards helping the homeless. We had a shelter in 2007. It was a kind of a pilot project at the old Knights of Columbus Hall on Moira and Coleman. And, of course, I'm very involved with a volunteer board. We have a charity called the Grace Inn Shelter, and we are working to get that up and running.
Yeah, that's going to be in the old Irish Hall.
Correct.
You want to mention your family? You have a lovely wife and two very cute children.
You saw them last night. Yeah. My wife, Shauna, is here with me in the studio. And we have two children, Jacoby, who's going to be 5 in November. Jubal is 2. And we're expecting our third in March.
Well, congratulations on that. Again, names that you want to avoid. Lorne. Any derivative of Lorne. And then after that, you're good to go. I'm just saying. Okay, well, that's great. That's great. How have you found the campaign? What's the number one question? And you've knocked on thousands of doors by now. Mm-hmm. So what's the number one question or comment that you're getting when you knock on those doors?
Well, there's a couple. I'd say the most prevalent are property taxes. People are very concerned about property taxes. And that doesn't change election to election. We hear that typically at every door and usually every year, so that's not unique. The other thing is that people want change. That's the other overarching message.
Well, there is going to be change.
Yeah, no, there's no question there's going to be change, and people are hungry for change and leadership. And, you know, we hear a lot about residents saying they just are tired of the infighting. They're tired of conflict. They're tired of a lack of transparency. They don't feel that City Hall is very open.
Now, that's your commercial, because I just heard it a few minutes ago. So let's talk about it. One of the things I've heard is from you is that people are tired of the infighting.
Correct.
And you're referring to two real camps that developed over the past 4 years.
Correct.
I don't think when you were on council, there was a lot of infighting. I think Neil had it pretty good.
He did.
But there's definitely been two teams this year, and I guess the leaders of those teams are, in your opinion anyways, running for mayor against you.
Correct. Mitch and Tasso.
Yeah.
Yes.
And why do you think that there was this much fighting in council? And did that have anything to do with you saying, you know, enough of this, we don't need it? Because you're fighting against it, and so is Edgerton Boyce. I mean, his kind
of... Yeah, I mean, the best
platform.
Way, you know, look, I look back, and this discussion, Lauren, comes up a lot at the doorstep. I have this discussion on a daily basis. And the best way that I can explain it is, so look, Mitch and Tasso don't like each other. It's not a secret. And there are individuals that are on either side, and there's some that kind of float in the middle and support both. And quite frankly, as you mentioned, there's two camps, and they're pitted against each other. Look, when I was on council before, Neil and I didn't always agree on things. But the difference with Neil's leadership style and the way that I handle myself is we weren't there to embarrass each other in council chambers. We were never trying to belittle each other or make someone look foolish. This council, unfortunately, those two groups, it's like they wake up in the morning and say, how can I embarrass so-and-so, or how can I expose so-and-so? And that does nothing for our city. If anything, it sends us back. I've watched a lot of council meetings online. I obviously, with a young family, I don't get to go down there all the time to the chambers. It is embarrassing.
Well, it's a great way to get the kids to sleep, put on council.
But it is embarrassing, and people see that. And you know, Mitch Panchuk likes to talk about how people that voted him in look at it as standing up for why he was voted in. He's standing up for what he believes in. It does not come across like that. People see right through it. There is tension between himself and Tasso, and quite frankly, people are tired of it.
Is any of the tension deserved between them?
I have no idea. You'd have to ask them. I don't know where the heat comes from. They obviously don't like each other.
Mm.
So, but I mean, you can
okay,
look,
so,
and I've said
so
this
let's
before.
Take...
No, just I've said this before. And I said this at the debate, and I'll say it again. Unfortunately, Mitch has a theme of being involved in groups that seem to go down paths of turmoil, whether it's the BDIA, whether it's the Chamber of Commerce, whether it's the Agricultural Society. I mean, you're talking about an individual who used the Hastings Manor long-term care facility as a way to make political points by not talking about, or by trying to refuse giving them their increase at one of the budget meetings. I mean, not really the type of leadership we're looking for.
Okay, so let's talk about Jody Jenkins.
Mm-hmm.
So Jody Jenkins becomes the mayor.
Yes.
How do you change the culture on council?
Well, we're going to be much more open. I had a resident the other night on Salina who came to the door, and it's between me and another individual that he was making his decision. And his first comment was, Jody goes, I know if you're the mayor, he goes, council will be wide open and accessible, transparent. I have no question about that. And I think that's the biggest difference. I mean, yesterday, I think it was in the Intel, Colin Mackay, who's a columnist who doesn't typically agree with much that I say, said that for real change, if you want change in leadership at City Hall, Jody Jenkins is your best choice for mayor. The other three don't represent that. So I think people know that. They're seeing that. They're looking at me and they're saying, you know what? Jody has the experience. He's ready to lead. And that's what we need. And that's what people are asking for.
613-969-1545, toll free, 1-866-969-1546. Your questions, your comments to candidate Jenkins. But how are you going to lead? Like, what are you going to do? There's a potential of having some brand new people
yes.
on this council who've never been a councilor.
Correct.
You do have 4 years experience on
yep.
council. So how are you going to, I mean, saying it's going to be wide open, you can't have it wide open.
No, has to be. Look, it's not
a successful mayor.
Yep.
excuse me. A successful mayor is a leader
yes.
and can take his or her vision.
That's right.
And get the rest of council to follow it.
That's right.
So how are you going to do that? And what is your vision going to be for the city of Belleville?
Look, I think that we've got a lot of opportunity with candidates that bring great skill sets to the table. And I'm excited to elevate these individuals and put them in a position where they can, for lack of a better term, use a football analogy, run with the ball to go with it. And I'm excited about that opportunity. I look at what I've done with our radio station. You know, I lead a small sales team. There's about 6 or 7 salespeople. We have to get them all on the same page. We have to hit monthly budgets. We have to hit yearly targets. And we have to continue to increase our revenues. You know how it works in the sales world. You know how it works in the radio
world. But a small radio station is much different than a billion-dollar city.
No, I agree on that front. But the reality is that I'm in charge of 6 to 7 individuals on our sales team. And, yes, there are disagreements. Everybody doesn't agree. Everybody's talking to different clients. But at the end of the day, it's my role as the general manager to share the vision and get everybody working towards the same common goal. And I don't see that being any different within council. There's going to be 9 of us, including me. And we obviously have a great staff at City Hall. We have a great community. I think that I'm going to be able to unfold a vision where, as I've been saying, the best is yet to come. Innovation is a big one for us. Look, I'll give you a perfect example of what I want to see happen in our community. And I've mentioned this before at many debates. We've had the discussion when I was on council about investing in industrial land. And I voted against it because I said at the time, we went ahead and spent $13 to $14 million on servicing, streetlights, curbs, sidewalks, paving, all this industrial park. And I'm not saying it's the worst thing in the world. What I was saying at the time was we need to be in a position where if a company comes, we can be ready for them in 30 days. And I think that's fair. I don't think we needed to put all that money out, but it's done. My point is moving forward, those types of opportunities are few and far between with hydro rates, with the way taxation is these days across the province, with the way employee workforces are going, you know, overseas or going across the border. It's changed the way factories or big industry looks at different municipalities such as us. We have to go after innovative new opportunities. There's no reason why downtown Belleville can't be known as the industrial park. An industrial park doesn't mean it's out in some remote spot where nobody wants to be and there's smokestacks and everything. The world has changed. And perfect example, a friend of mine, Chad, has a great company called Tire Wizard, operates out of the Innovation Center in Picton. He distributes tires worldwide, like through all the major dealers. Guy's done very well for himself, 20 employees. I'd like to think that, you know, in my first term, I'd be sitting down with groups like that, recruiting, going after, getting our staff. We're going to focus on those innovative types of online tech, coding, programming, the same stuff that Ryan Williams is very big on. And maybe Ryan, we're going to head up this force, this task force or something, and we're going to go after it. Those are the types of things we need to do.
However, we do and still receive industrial
Yeah, business. I'm not saying we ignore it. It's a balance.
The Sears warehouse is going to be home to 500,000 square feet of cannabis and 250 employees,
right?
But I want to just go back. So you were against having service land ready to go.
Correct.
Even though essentially everybody was telling you that that's a bad idea.
Well, not really. If you look at Quinney West.
Let me finish the question.
Yeah.
City staff was telling you, hey, no, we need this for this reason. These are people, economic development, so on and so forth. So, hey, we need this. This is what companies look for, and you voted against it, right?
Yes.
But you're talking about leadership.
Yes.
And so there's an example of how the group of people said, hey, no, this is what we need to do because this is how the game works.
Yes.
And so what would you do if you find yourself in that situation again where, you know, you have an idea, but the city staff who are experts in this and other people are saying, no, this is how it goes, because none of us, especially me, are an expert in develop land or whatever the case might be. That's an aspect of leadership as well.
Yeah. And look, under Neil Ellis, I mean, he allowed me to voice my opinion. He didn't try and squash me from getting my views out there. He didn't try and squash the discussion.
Well, you do have an opinion. You were a counselor.
And so my point is that that wouldn't be any different under my leadership. In fact, I've been saying that through this whole campaign, counselors who have different views or opinions will not be shut out. We're going to have these healthy debates. Look, at the end of the day, we're not going to agree on everything. But I want everyone around that table to know what? That your view is welcome. Let's hear it out. Let's hash it out. Let's hear the ideas. And we go from there. Unfortunately, the last 4 years, we've seen people that have different ideas or different views, they get shut out. Or all of a sudden, as you said at the beginning, you said it perfectly, we have two camps that have been pitted against each other. Quite frankly, we cannot afford to have four more years of that.
10:25 is the time. 613-969-1545. 1-866-969-1546 is the number. Let's get some calls in today for Jody, or else I'm forced to keep asking these tough questions. All right, we'll take a break. We'll be back. More with candidate Jenkins. He wants to be the mayor of the city of Belleville. We'll find out on Monday if he will be successful. We'll take a break.
I think we need to talk. The Lauren Brooker Show on 800-CJBQ.
Jody Jenkins in studio. He wants to be the mayor of Belleville. Don't forget, Election Day is Monday. Get out and vote or go online. You have till tomorrow at 8 o'clock to do so. Have you voted, Jody?
Yes, I did. I went to the advance polls.
Oh, that was last weekend?
Yes.
Yeah. Well, that's great.
And I was surprised to see that the advance polls were down as much as they were. Now, there were some other circumstances. Last time in 2014, there were three separate locations.
Mm-hmm.
Of course, there wasn't as much online voting. So I'm hopeful that we reach the same type of numbers we had prior to Election Day.
Let's go to Carl. Carl, good morning. You're on with candidate Jenkins.
How are you this morning?
Good morning, Carl.
Yes. I'm kind of in a mix here of who I actually want to vote for mayor. I'm not really happy with any of them, to be quite honest with you. But I think the current mayor that we have has to go. I mean, there's no question about that with some of the controversy that's been around him. He is not someone that we want to run this city anymore. But I guess politically, I was wondering, what political color are you?
Is that your question?
Yes.
Yeah, no, Carl, it's a fair question, and I do appreciate you taking the time to ask it. Look, at the end of the day, as mayor, I'll be a mayor for everyone. There isn't, partisan politics aside, there isn't room for that at the council table, and I'm being totally honest. I have, a lot of people say to me, Jody, when you ran for the NDP, why did you do it? I was attracted to the NDP because they cared for people. They wanted to help people that were down and out, and as my views changed, as I got older, with having a mortgage and buying our first home and having kids and, I'm 42 now, I was 25 when I ran for the NDP. The reality has set in that, a lot of these plans that they had, we have to pay for them somehow. So my views have shifted when it comes to how we pay for these types of programs. But, for me, I've been saying all along, I'm someone who I want to fight for low taxes. I'm not saying I'm going to cut taxes, but I'm going to fight for low taxes. I'm also going to make sure that no one gets left behind. I have a heart for the vulnerable in our community, and I think my record speaks volumes about that. This is not going to be a thing where we bring in party politics. And I talked to Neil Ellis. He obviously is our Liberal MP. I have a good relationship with him. I'm looking forward to working with him. I have a good relationship with Todd Smith, who is our MPP. So I can work across all party lines, and there isn't going to be any favorites being played.
Well, that's good news, because I know we really have to clean up City Hall and, you know, try and clean it up and turn it a little blue.
Well, I'm Carl, at the end of the day, I'm hopeful I can get your support.
Thanks, Carl. Appreciate the call. Of course, municipal politics are nonpartisan. It seems that they may be changing a little bit, but officially nonpartisan. I want to talk to you about this whole tax thing. Is it part of your platform to lower taxes? I think people think that Jody Jenkins is going to cut taxes, the municipal taxes, and then people say, well, that's just not possible. So can you explain your whole tax policy so people understand?
Yeah, so I'm the only candidate that's talking about two things, making life more affordable and fighting for low taxes. I think that's important. The other three candidates have all come out that they're going to raise your taxes. In fact, again, you know, Mitch said at a debate in Thurlow that he wants to build a new recreational ice pad in Thurlow. No plan on how to pay for it. So I think people have a right to know that out of all four candidates, I'm the only one that's talking about making life more affordable. And I think it's important that the mayor and all of council, in fact, has your bottom line at the forefront of their mind, has the bottom line of the city at the top of their mind. Again, we're not saying we're going to cut taxes. But what I'm saying is I'm going to fight for low taxes. And here's how we do it.
Okay.
And I'll give you a couple examples. Anything that churns growth, anything that churns development, we know that there's bottlenecks in the way that growth and development happens. It's not a secret. You talk to any home builder, you talk to any developer, things happen at a slower pace. Things are more arduous in this municipality than other municipalities. Anything that is a bottleneck will have my attention, because we have to continue to get we have to continue to get the growth and development going, which does a couple things. Creates jobs. The other thing it also does is creates opportunity for increased assessments, creates opportunity for increased tax base, which in turn means the ability to look at lower taxes. Are we going to get there? I believe we can. And the other example I want to give too, and this is something I brought up when I was on council, and I used to ask this question at every budget meeting just to make the point. In the last 3 years, assessments in the city have gone up $664 million. What that translates to, based on the tax equations, is roughly $13 to $14 million more each year in taxes. Each year. Look, I'm not naive enough to think that that money isn't already spent. I get it. There's projects we're committed to. But using those numbers, Lauren, you know as well as I do, even if you said we're going to hold the line on spending, that means that there's $13 to $14 million in extra revenue from taxes sitting there. But again, we know that a lot of this money has been committed. I'm saying that there is an ability to do better when it comes to making life more affordable in our city.
Okay, but there is a need to replace roads. All you have to do is drive on them.
Yeah, and
it's
I'm
a million
not
bucks
that.
A kilometer,
absolutely.
At least, if you
absolutely.
Don't dig underneath.
That's right.
There needs to be infrastructure updates more than what we've done with Build Belleville. Thurlow does need some recreation facilities,
correct.
Right?
Yes.
Because so that's so where again, a lot of these tax dollars.
Yeah, so again, it goes back to what I said about bottlenecks in our development and growth area.
So
I'll give you a perfect example.
Okay.
Campaigning and canvassing in Caniff Mills. The further we get away from, say, Caniffton Road, but from Maitland. The further we get away from Maitland, the newer homes that are being built more further and further away, water pressure is a massive, massive issue out in that area. So here's my thing. If easing up that problem, say a water tower, and I'm just putting, if a water tower is going to allow for more growth and development, and there are ways to work with the builders and developers to say, how can we facilitate this and get this going quicker? What do you need? Then those are the types of things that will have my attention. Because again, that type of growth, that type of development allows us for increased assessments. It allows to increase the tax base, which means we can look at how we can make life more affordable in the city. And I also want to say, not to interrupt, But I do want to say I'm proud to be part of a council that I think it was in our fourth budget at the end of our term. I put my hand up for the bylaw to set aside $1 million for going forward for infrastructure. It was tied into the Build Belleville project, but for infrastructure moving forward. So again, and I think I said this at a debate, that by, if somebody wants to look at undoing that bylaw, I'm sure they can do it. I wouldn't be one that, would be doing that because I think it's good planning. It's a good idea, but there are absolutely ways to make life more affordable. And that's what, and I think it's important that the mayor has that at the front of their mind. The other three don't. They want to raise your taxes, though.
Jody Jenkins is fiscally conservative.
Jody Jenkins wants to be wise with residents' dollars.
Let's talk about the big story of the day. That is cannabis, wacky tobacco.
I was wondering when that was going to come up.
Mary Jane, pot, you just dope. Okay. Municipalities in the province of Ontario will have to late January to decide if they would like to opt out.
Correct.
Of the ability to have open cannabis retail in their community. What is your thought on Belleville having cannabis retail?
I'm kind of torn on this. I look at it as, you know, you mentioned the Sears facility already, just as an example of the, you know, new opportunities in that field. And I think it's exciting. I mean, we're creating jobs. It is innovation. And I think there is merit in what those individuals are doing. And in fact, they've reached out to, I'm assuming, all mayoral candidates and councillor candidates, and they're looking forward to having conversations because they know they're going to have to work with whoever is successful as mayor. I think there's also a lot of unknowns. So for those that don't know, and I'm sure you've talked about it quite a bit, municipalities will have one shot to opt out, and I believe it happens by January.
I think it's the 22nd or
yeah.
something.
So the province has said that. Premier Ford has put down that ultimatum. And for us, and I said this to another media outlet that asked me about this a while ago, you know, right now we're in a unique position because we have many, many, many dispensaries just down the road. I mean, 7 minutes away, you can get pretty much anything.
But in theory, those are not legal
True,
dispensaries.
But the reality is they've been there for a long time.
No, I get it. I get it.
Mm-hmm. Anyway, so I'm going somewhere.
Okay,
with this,
go
so.
Somewhere.
So it's happening anyway. And we know that if we were to say no, it's still going to happen. And people are going to be buying and selling, you know, whether it's behind a convenience store or whether it's, heaven forbid, by our school or in an alleyway downtown. We know it's going to happen. If we say yes, we have the ability to use tools at our disposal, zoning and bylaws and planning, the Planning Act, to say, look, we don't want them near daycares or we want them only located in industrial parks. So right now, I'm leaning towards saying yes because I want to have that discussion. I don't think it's responsible to just say no. Yes, there's a lot of data we need to find out about. But at the same time, it's difficult to sit here and say categorically one way or the other because we have to get in. There's going to be eight people around the horseshoe that also have a say. And further to that, we have a large population here that should also have a say.
Well,
so we need to go to the residents and we need to have a discussion, a consultation, and we need to ask.
In theory, you're saying no to more jobs and retail tax dollars?
If you immediately say no and opt out, then yes, you are.
And the fact of the matter is, then Quinte West will have it.
Correct.
And people will just drive to Quinte West.
Yeah.
So
I think we have to have the discussion. I'm looking forward to that.
Marijuana user?
No.
Ever?
Yes.
Did you inhale or are you going?
No, I inhaled.
Yeah. Do you find it? We had Lawyer Mel on today. It is weird to think that this is a legal product. I ordered our producer Devin a joint yesterday on a Ontario website.
And you know what?
Live on the air.
It is odd.
Charged it to the company.
With two young kids, I don't know. I mean, I have, if individuals want to use it, that's great. I'm still having a tough time wrapping my head around it. If we had this
discussion in 5 years from today, your answer would be different about
Probably.
Wrapping your head around it. I think it's bizarre as well. You're not a party or anything like that. You're a pretty conservative guy, you and your family.
We have Netflix.
Wow. They just announced the last season of Orange is the New Black.
I just found out that Iron Fist season 2 is already up.
I don't know what Iron Fist
is.
So there you go.
It's good.
Okay, we'll take a break. 10:40 still time for your calls. During the commercial break, we'll compare Netflix viewing. I'm sure you have a lot more kids shows on than I do, probably.
Baby Shark and Blippi.
Yeah, Blippi. Okay, we'll take a break. More with Jody Jenkins.
It's radio that gets your mind moving. The Lauren Brooker Show on 800 CJBQ.
Jody Jenkins, he wants to be the mayor of the city of Belleville. He's a former counselor, and he's in studio with us. Just a few minutes left, but still time to get your phone calls in. 613-969-1545, 1-866-969-1546. The city of Belleville now is heavily into casino life.
Mm-hmm.
We have a casino. And it generates a fair amount of revenue for us every year. The majority of that revenue goes into projects like infrastructure and things like that. There is a percentage that does go to social issues. Some of it may end up in the shelter that you're putting together. Should that be looked at again, and should more money be going into a social type thing as opposed to fixing a bridge or a road or building a park or whatever?
It absolutely should. And I'm happy to say that I'm one of the, well, I shouldn't say the only one, because I know Chris Millett, who's running for council, has mentioned as well that he would like to see those funds increased percentage-wise for organizations that address social issues. I've been a little more clear in saying that once elected, I'm going to be pushing for 20% of those funds to go towards organizations that are addressing social issues. Right now it's 5%. My opinion, that's not good. And again, it is a balance too, because I'm not saying that we stop doing roads, we stop doing infrastructure. As you know, we are behind in those things. We have to continue. We have to, you know, maintaining and upkeep is one thing, and then improving and increasing our infrastructure is a completely other thing. So I say that I've been saying this. It's not just about fixing pipes. We have the opportunity to fix people as well. And whatever we can do as a city, I think we have to do it. I think that's another difference with my leadership, is I've been saying, you know, no one's going to get left behind, and I'm going to work hard.
Do people have the wrong idea about you?
I think that once people meet me, they certainly have their eyes opened as to who I truly am. I think.
What do you think people think you are?
I'd say right now people think that I'm ready to lead.
That was a nice political answer. Let's go to the phones. Lynn, good morning.
Hi, how are you?
We're great. What's your question for Jody Jenkins?
Okay, Jody, I watch a lot of Belleville Council online.
Yes.
And I see a lot of discussion going on, but I don't see all this fighting that you're portraying to the public. And I'm just wondering, if you should become mayor, would you be the spark to start the fire for fighting?
Oh, absolutely. I appreciate the comment, Lynn, and absolutely not. And I think if you, I'm not sure how many meetings you've watched, but
they're all archived online.
There's been so many instances of Mitch and Tasso just kind of poking each other, trying to get each other's backs up. And then as Lauren said at the beginning, there are two camps that are pitted against each other. And quite frankly, what we're hearing from door after door after door throughout Thurlow, throughout Belleville, is that people are tired of the infighting. Look, we get it. Mitch and Tasso don't like each other. It's time to move on.
Jody, I understand what you're saying, but you keep putting it out there. You know, there's this inside fighting. You hear it from door to door. But then I'm thinking, as a voter, how do I know you're not going to be the same? Because I see you kind of edging everything on here.
Yeah, no, I appreciate the call in, but it's like I said, it's definitely not in my character. I'm someone that's focused on bringing everyone together in a collaborative approach. And as I've said throughout from day one in my campaign, anybody with a different view, anyone with a different viewpoint, and a different opinion, they're going to be welcomed. We're going to have the discussions, and no one's going to be shut out and ostracized. And unfortunately, that's what's happened the last 4 years.
Thanks, Lynn. Let's go to Gail. Gail, good morning.
Good morning. Hi, Jody. It's Gail Brown calling.
How are you, Gail?
I am so impressed. Okay. I can't believe the improvement from 25 to, did you say 45 now?
No, I'm 42.
42.
Yes.
I'm impressed by the way you speak, because you have to be a good speaker to hold that job. You've come a long way. I know you have a big heart. I follow what you do for the community and the people in need. And I'm sorry I can't vote for you because I'm in the Tweed area, but I will send all my blessings towards you and keep up the good work.
Thanks,
you deserve
Gail.
To be there.
Thank you, Gail. I appreciate it.
Thanks, Gail. Appreciate the call. It's 9:49, 10:49, 9:49 Central Time.
That's good. Good catch.
Thank you. What does Belleville need that's shiny and fun?
That's shiny and fun. Oh, that's a good question.
Shiny and fun, we need from time to time.
Yeah, yeah. So you know what? I think that unfortunately, I guess it didn't go the way that I think you had thought. You know, Mayor Christopher, and I served with Mayor when he was a counselor. I know he has the best interests of the community at heart. His waterfront development plan, I think, is a little over the top, and I think they put it out there in a way that wasn't palatable to the community. But when you talk about shiny and fun, I think one of the things we can do on our waterfront, because it is untapped potential, is we can, the pier, Myers Pier, and improving what we have there. Is like we have a little restaurant there. We have the marina. That's one area. Like if I was to say that we can do some massive overhaul and do some changes and really improve and start there, and draw some more people down there. That's one thing that I would say that we
could look at. But that's going to cost money, just like an ice pad in Thurlow would cost money.
Absolutely it would. But what I'm saying is, and I've said at the beginning, with my approach to growth and development, when we increase assessments, when we increase the tax base, we're going to have the ability to do these projects, and it's not going to cause your taxes to skyrocket. Again, I bring a different approach. I'm also the only one that's really talking about leveraging the private sector and actually has experience doing it. I mean, we mentioned the shelter project. It's a project that's addressing a need in the community, not costing the taxpayer a dime. And I'm looking forward to bringing those skills and experiences into City Hall, into the mayor's office, and we can start to do those types of projects and explore them. And quite frankly, I know that my ability, my work ethic, my hustle, we're going to get out there and we're going to get things done. The other thing I want to do is the Innovation Center. We need one, and I'm excited. And again, I don't mean to bring up Ryan Williams' name again, but should he get in, he's an individual that we're going to lean on him heavily with his experience. And we are you're going to see some exciting innovation opportunities in the city of Belleville.
Okay, Jody Jenkins, like every other candidate we've had in, you now have 2 minutes to tell us why you should be the mayor of Belleville.
Well, I want to first say that I'm very appreciative to Lauren and this opportunity to speak to the residents. I also want to mention that I did spend quite a bit of my teenage years from 1989 right up through until close to 2006, 2007 in Thurlow. Grew up on the 9th of Thurlow, Bethel Road, and very familiar with issues that are affecting our Ward 2 residents. I mentioned one of them already: water pressure, transit, internet access, and property taxes. Obviously, that's something that's common throughout both wards. I think at the end of the day, people have a decision to make on who they best trust to run this city, to lead this city with passion, with conviction, with a love, with a belief that our best days truly are ahead of us. And I think I've demonstrated beyond the shadow of a doubt during this entire campaign that I represent a change in what we have seen. And I'll go back again. An individual who wrote a column, we won't say his name, in the local paper yesterday, that said, if you're looking for change at City Hall, your best choice for mayor is Jody Jenkins. The other three do not represent change. I'm looking forward to bringing a positive culture, openness, transparency, accountability. We have to stop the infighting, and we have to stop stalling the city. I would just ask that people go to votejenkins.ca, look at my platform, look at what I'm talking about, watch our videos. We need to engage people for voting. I'll say this, too. I was wondering if you were going to ask it. How do we get more people to vote? We have to engage them where they're at. Our younger demographic, quite frankly, a couple of the candidates didn't even join Facebook until this summer. One just joined Instagram a couple days ago. You know, I've been steady, I've been consistent on those social media platforms, and we need to continue to engage people where they're at. So I'm excited. I thank you, everybody, for the support I've had throughout the community. Please vote Jody Jenkins on October 22nd.
All right. Thank you very much, Jody. We appreciate it. And on Monday, we will have live coverage of the Belleville election results, actually all the municipal election results, not only Belleville, but across the whole Quinte region, Quinte West, Prince Edward County. We'll have reporters all over the area. Jack Miller will host, myself, Ross McDougall, in the other chairs. We have great, great coverage for you. We can't wait to get on the air. Good luck.
Thank you.
And it's going to be an amazing day. There will be change here in the city in Belleville, of course, in Prince Edward County and in Quinte West. I want to mention this, too. No joke, I don't care who you vote for. Just get out there and vote.
Yeah.
Do your civic duty. It's really, really important. And thanks, everybody, joining us on the show today. Big thanks to Lawyer Mel. Also, don't forget Kraft Heinz Project Play. We need to get this field of ability. We need to get this $250,000 go online and vote often.